Need a voice? I'm your guy. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible, number 268. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll continue in the book of Isaiah by reading chapters 3 through 7. Are you ready? Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 3. Look, the sovereign Lord who commands armies is about to remove from Jerusalem and Judah every source of security, including all the food and water, the mighty men and warriors, judges and prophets, omen readers and leaders, captains of groups of 50, the respected citizens, advisors and those skilled in magical arts, and those who know incantations. The Lord says, I will make youths their officials. Malicious young men will rule over them. The people will treat each other harshly. Men will oppose each other. Neighbors will fight. Youths will proudly defy the elderly, and riffraff will challenge those who were once respected. Indeed, a man will grab his brother right in his father's house and say, You own a coat, you be our leader. This heap of ruins will be under your control. At that time, the brother will shout, I am no doctor. I have no food or coat in my house. Don't make me a leader of the people. Jerusalem certainly stumbles, Judah falls, for their words and their actions offend the Lord. They rebel against his royal authority. The look on their faces testifies to their guilt. Like the people of Sodom, they openly boast of their sin. Too bad for them, for they bring disaster on themselves. Tell the innocent it will go well with them, for they will be rewarded for what they have done. Too bad for the wicked sinners, for they will get exactly what they deserve. Oppressors treat my people cruelly, creditors rule over them. My people's leaders mislead them. They give you confusing directions. The Lord takes his position to judge. He stands up to pass judgment on his people. The Lord comes to pronounce judgment on the leaders of his people and their officials. He says, It is you who have ruined the vineyard. You have stashed in your houses what you have stolen from the poor. Why do you crush my people and grind the faces of the poor? The sovereign Lord who commands armies has spoken. The Lord says, The women of Zion are proud. They walk with their heads high and flirt with their eyes. They skip along, and the jewelry on their ankles jingles. So the sovereign master will afflict the foreheads of Zion's women with skin diseases. The Lord will make the front of their heads bald. At that time, the sovereign master will remove the beautiful ankle jewelry, neck ornaments, crescent-shaped ornaments, earrings, bracelets, veils, headdresses, ankle ornaments, sashes, sachets, amulets, rings, nose rings, festive dresses, robes, shawls, purses, garments, vests, head coverings, and gowns. A putrid stench will replace the smell of spices. A rope will replace a belt. Baldness will replace braided locks of hair. A sackcloth garment will replace a fine robe, and a prisoner's brand will replace beauty. Your men will fall by the sword. Your strong men will die in battle. Her gates will mourn and lament. Deprived of her people, she will sit on the ground. Isaiah chapter 4. Seven women will grab hold of one man at that time. They will say, We will provide our own food, we will provide our own clothes, but let us belong to you. Take away our shame. At that time, the crops given by the Lord will bring admiration and honor. The produce of the land will be a source of pride and delight to those who remain in Israel. Those remaining in Zion, those left in Jerusalem, will be called holy, all in Jerusalem who are destined to live. At that time, the sovereign master will wash the excrement from Zion's women. He will rinse the bloodstains from Jerusalem's midst as he comes to judge and to bring devastation. Then the Lord will create over all of Mount Zion and over its convocations a cloud and smoke by day and a bright flame of fire by night. Indeed, a canopy will accompany the Lord's glorious presence. By day, it will be a shelter to provide shade from the heat, as well as safety and protection from the heavy downpour. Isaiah chapter 5. I will sing to my love, a song to my lover about his vineyard. My love had a vineyard on a fertile hill. He built a hedge around it, removed its stones, and planted a vine. He built a tower in the middle of it, and constructed a wine press. He waited for it to produce edible grapes, but it produced sour ones instead. So now, residents of Jerusalem, people of Judah, you decide between me and my vineyard. What more can I do for my vineyard beyond what I have already done? When I waited for it to produce edible grapes, why did it produce sour ones instead? Now I will inform you what I am about to do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge and turn it into a pasture. I will break its wall and allow animals to graze there. I will make it a wasteland. No one will prune its vines or hoe its ground, and thorns and briars will grow there. I will order the clouds not to drop any rain on it. Indeed, Israel is the vineyard of the Lord who commands armies. The people of Judah are the cultivated place in which he took delight. He waited for justice, but look what he got: disobedience. He waited for fairness, but look what he got: cries for help. Those who accumulate houses are as good as dead. Those who also accumulate landed property until there is no land left, then you are the only landowners remaining within the land. The Lord who commands armies told me this: many houses will certainly become desolate. Large, impressive houses will have no one living in them. Indeed, a large vineyard will produce just a few gallons, and enough seed to yield several bushels will produce less than a bushel. Those who get up early to drink beer are just as good as dead. Those who keep drinking long after dark until they are intoxicated with wine. They have stringed instruments, tambourines, flutes, and wine at their parties, so they do not recognize what the Lord is doing. They do not perceive what he is bringing about. Therefore, my people will be deported because of their lack of understanding. Their leaders will have nothing to eat. Their masses will have nothing to drink. So death will open up its throat and open wide its mouth. Zion's dignitaries and masses will descend into it, including those who revel and celebrate within her. Men will be humiliated. They will be brought low. The proud will be brought low. The Lord who commands armies will be exalted when he punishes. The sovereign God's authority will be recognized when he judges. Lambs will graze as if in their pastures. Amid the ruins, the rich sojourners will graze. Those who pull evil along using cords of emptiness are as good as dead. Who pull sin as with cart ropes. They say, "Let him hurry, let him act quickly, so we can see. Let the plan of the Holy One of Israel take shape and come to pass, then we will know it." Those who call evil good and good evil are as good as dead, who turn darkness into light and light into darkness, who turn bitter into sweet and sweet into bitter. Those who think they are wise are as good as dead, those who think they possess understanding. Those who are champions at drinking wine are as good as dead, who display great courage when mixing strong drinks. They produce the guilty innocent for a payoff. They ignore the just cause of the innocent. Therefore, as flaming fire devours straw and dry grass disintegrates in the flames, so their root will rot and their flower will blow away like dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord who commands armies. They have spurned the commands of the Holy One of Israel. So the Lord is furious with his people. He lifts his hand and strikes them. The mountains shake, and corpses lie like manure in the middle of the streets. Despite all this, his anger does not subside, and his hand is ready to strike again. He lifts a signal flag for a distant nation. He whistles for it to come from the far regions of the earth. Look, they come quickly and swiftly. None tire or stumble. They don't stop to nap or sleep. They don't loosen their belts or unstrap their sandals to rest. Their arrows are sharpened, and all their bows are prepared. The hooves of their horses are hard as flint, and their chariot wheels are like a windstorm. Their roar is like a lion's. They roar like young lions. They growl and seize their prey. They drag it away, and no one can come to the rescue. At that time, they will growl over their prey. It will sound like sea waves crashing against rocks. One will look out over the land and see the darkness of disaster. Clouds will turn the light into darkness. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the sovereign master seated on a high, elevated throne. The hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs stood over him. Each one had six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and they used the remaining two to fly. They called out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord who commands armies. His majestic splendor fills the entire earth." The sound of their voices shook the door frames, and the temple was filled with smoke. I said, "Too bad for me, I am destroyed, for my lips are contaminated by sin, and I live among people whose lips are contaminated by sin. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord who commands armies." But then one of the seraphs flew toward me. In his hand was a hot coal he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Look, this coal has touched your lips. Your evil is removed. Your sin is forgiven." I heard the voice of the Sovereign Master say, "Whom will I send? Who will go on our behalf?" I answered, "Here I am, send me." He said, "Go and tell these people, listen continually, but don't understand. Look continually, but don't perceive. Make the hearts of these people calloused. Make their ears deaf and their eyes blind. Otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Their hearts might understand and they might repent and be healed." I replied, "How long, Sovereign Master?" He said, "Until cities are in ruins and unpopulated, and houses are uninhabited, and the land is ruined and devastated, and the Lord has sent the people off to a distant place, and the very heart of the land is completely abandoned. Even if only a tenth of the people remain in the land, it will again be destroyed, like one of the large sacred trees or an Asherah pole, when a sacred pillar on a high place is thrown down. That sacred pillar symbolizes the special chosen family." Isaiah chapter 7. During the reign of Ahaz, son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, King Rezin of Syria, and King Pekah, son of Remaliah of Israel, marched up to Jerusalem to do battle, but they were unable to prevail against it. It was reported to the family of David, "Syria has allied with Ephraim." They and their people were emotionally shaken, just as the trees of the forest shake before the wind. So the Lord told Isaiah, "Go out with your son Shear Jashub and meet Ahaz at the end of the conduit of the upper pool, which is located on the road to the field where they wash and dry cloth. Tell him, make sure you stay calm, don't be afraid, don't be intimidated by those two stubs of smoking logs or by the raging anger of Rezin, Syria, and the son of Remaliah. Syria has plotted with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah to bring about your demise. They say, 'Let's attack Judah, terrorize it, and conquer it. Then we'll set up the son of Tabeel as its king.' For this reason, the Sovereign Master, the Lord, says, 'It will not take place, it will not happen. For Syria's leader is Damascus, and the leader of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will no longer exist as a nation. Ephraim's leader is Samaria, and Samaria's leader is the son of Remaliah. If your faith does not remain firm, then you will not remain secure.'" The Lord again spoke to Ahaz, "Ask for a confirming sign from the Lord your God. You can even ask for something miraculous." But Ahaz responded, "I don't want to ask. I don't want to put the Lord to a test." So Isaiah replied, "Pay attention, family of David. Do you consider it too insignificant to try the patience of men? Is that why you are also trying the patience of my God? For this reason, the Sovereign Master himself will give you a confirming sign. Look, this young woman is about to conceive and will give birth to a son. You, young woman, will name him Emmanuel. He will eat sour milk and honey, which will help him to know to reject evil and choose what is right. Here is why this will be so. Before the child knows how to reject evil and choose what is right, the land whose two kings you fear will be desolate. The Lord will bring on you, your people, and your father's family a time unlike any since Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. At that time, the Lord will whistle for flies from the distant streams of Egypt and for bees from the land of Assyria. All of them will come and make their home in the ravines between the cliffs, and in the crevices of the cliffs, in all the thorn bushes, and in all the watering holes. At that time, the Sovereign Master will use a razor hired from the banks of the Euphrates River, the king of Assyria, to shave the head and the pubic hair. It will also shave off the beard. At that time, a man will keep alive a young cow from the herd and a couple of goats. From the abundance of milk they produce, he will have sour milk for his meals. Indeed, everyone left in the heart of the land will eat sour milk and honey. At that time, every place where there had been 1,000 vines worth 1,000 shekels will be overrun with thorns and briars. With bow and arrow men will hunt there, for the whole land will be covered with thorns and briars. They will stay away from all the hills that were cultivated for fear of the thorns and briars. Cattle will graze there, and sheep will trample on them." Imagine being Isaiah and bringing this message to the people. How do you suppose he was received? Well, come on back tomorrow and find out more about what happens in the book of Isaiah. Until then, my name is Steve Webb. May God bless you richly. Bye for now.
Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebVoiceovers.com